going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joe, to play. I'm excited. I haven't played golf in so long, Joe. I need to get out there.
If you can hear my voice, whether it's the PGA Tour Superstore or Golf Mart, I would love to do something and cook something up. I mean, I could use a new set of sticks.
I
said that for like 3 summers now.
Maybe Dave Fleming also feels that way, and he's brought to you by Rafael Lumber and
the same
Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today, and he joins us on the River Islands guest line. Dave, good morning.
What brand are you playing currently? What model?
We're talking golf here now.
Yeah. Not torpedo bats.
I am a Titleist guy. I've been a Titleist guy.
T100s?
I got 200s. I might go 100 if I did it over again or my next. But when I hit them both initially, when they were first, sort of on the scene, I went with the 200s.
Gotcha.
So that's my weapon.
Strong. I like that. I'm a Titleist guy as well.
He is a classy man.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Titleist is class.
Scotty Cameron.
They look good. I want them to just look right when I stare down at them. I mean, it just sort of fits my eye. I have a good Odyssey putter though. I've been making a lot of putts lately.
There you go. Look at that. Flexing that.
You know, while we're on this, we had talked about, we had your brother on a few times and he says you're the better golfer. And they said your brother was outstanding in the Boston Red Sox doc. I watched the whole thing, behind the clubhouse, and he was really good, and it's uncanny how similar the two of you sound.
It's like they're brothers.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I need to. I heard it was really good, but I've had a million people come up to me, including a lot of Giants players, like, man, I was watching this documentary and wondering, why are you in it?
Dave, talking about, so we're laughing now, but unfortunately I was not laughing last night at Oracle Park, 11-3. It was a big win, obviously, on Monday, just losing 3 of 4, just getting that win psychologically. But then coming back, obviously, some misplays, some errors, not helping Hicks. I think you look at the end of the game in the box score, it doesn't really do him justice. 5 innings pitched, 8 hits, 5 earned runs, 5 Ks. But, when it comes to Jordan Hicks and his struggles early on, we didn't really see it early on last year. That was what was baked into last year, right? It was him fading down the stretch. It was him being a full-time starter. Him eventually going back to the bullpen is where he started his career. Now we're kind of seeing the opposite. He did have a good, strong game one of the year. Now it's been kind of a mixed bag. What are you seeing from Jordan Hicks, and could a move to the bullpen be in his future if he keeps this up?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I mean, look, if his ERA is at 6.5 in 2 months, then I think, you know, probably almost anything would be on the table. But I personally think he's thrown a lot better than that number would indicate. I don't know what was going on in the first inning in Philadelphia. That was weird. He pitched much better the rest of that one. Last night, it's really hard to pin most of that on him. I mean, it wasn't just the one inning. It was the whole game. The Giants just, you know, the first rally where they scored their first three runs, Ramos throws to the wrong bag, and you got to bring the infield in, and the ground ball gets through, and, like, you never know. If you just throw it to second, maybe they don't score at all. So I find last night hard to put on Hicks, hard to judge him. I think the stuff has been good. He looks fresh and healthy. His body looks good. So I'm willing to give him a lot more time. I think the Giants are too. It's sort of a cliche, but I do think there is some legitimacy to it. You go on a long road trip like the Giants did, and you're traveling all over, and we were on all these long flights bouncing back and forth. Feels like you're gone forever. You play in good teams, grinding out close games. A lot of times it's the second day home. First day home, you're kind of, you know, you haven't even unpacked. You just sort of get there, get to the ballpark, show and go, and maybe some adrenaline carries you through. You're back in front of your home fans, and it's like the next night when you've had to do kid duty in the morning and unpack, and maybe there's just a little mental, physical letdown. It sure seemed like it's the first game all year the Giants have had like that, where they just haven't played very well. I mean, it's been an amazing first month where almost every single game the Giants have been in. Last night's the first game where you sort of felt halfway through, well, this one's over. We haven't felt that way one time. There was the one game at Yankee Stadium, but even that one, bad conditions. And even that one, Wilmer has some big hits, and they at least have a shot in the late innings with a couple chances. Last night was an aberration.
Real quick on that, Dave, as a broadcaster going deep behind the glass here with you, when you know the game's over halfway through, and baseball's so unique, right? Because you don't have the time clock on there. With basketball, you know it's going to be over with a certain amount of minutes. Same with football. But in baseball, do you relish those opportunities given every year? Because you got a handful of them, right? Or if you're on a bad team, there's going to be a lot more than a handful. Like, what do you pull out of your bag? Do you do what you talked about on the road trip, what you're doing at home? Like, the story. Do you have stories baked into it if you know there's going to be a blowout, like, heading into a game?
Yeah, no, I never have stories. I mean, maybe it might open the window to, like, if there was some cool stuff around the game that I was paying attention to, you know, a story of a player, good or bad, or, I might bring that up. We were in Philadelphia. The Giants were on the winning end of a couple blowout games, and I'd start, you know, asking Javi some goofy questions about what do you call the face mask, ski mask thing. And we have a few chuckles about that. So you can get a little more lighthearted. I like those moments. I do. I mean, I think those are, you know, it's weird. You do this job and you pour yourself into it and, try to be the absolute best you can be at describing the action and the play-by-play. And then you have a debate about whether it's called a balaclava or a ski mask. And that's what people, you know, stop you on the street to say, oh, that was fun. I like that. So it's funny what people sort of are attached to. But
Yeah, usually it just comes naturally if there's a game like that and you can be a little more lighthearted. I like to do that.
You know, Dave, I'm looking at this team right now, and you kind of referenced the defense, so I'll pivot off that because that's just the throw from Ramos. You could feel it coming, like, oh, no, Yelich was booking out of the box, and he took advantage of it. Like you said, you bring the infield in. The Bailey throw, he knows right when he let go of it, you just can't make that throw. You just cannot make that throw on a first and third situation. But to me, it's the bats right now that I'm probably the most concerned with. Catcher spot, obviously, Bailey defensively has been pretty good. But offensively, first base, the offensive production, it's bottom of the league in almost every single category overall. And now Casey Schmidt's got a 1 month oblique injury at minimum. And then I'm looking at also shortstop. You know, I love Adames, but five extra base hits and almost 100 at bats right now. It feels like he's pressing a little. Which one of those three positions are you most concerned with in terms of offensive production?
Well, I mean, look, they've all been, you're right to identify all three of those. I would say most concerned with, I think the one that they need the bounce back the most from, I put Adames in a different category. I mean, last year, if I think when we were talking about this time, Matt Chapman's numbers were probably very similar to Adames's. And I just think sometimes when you come to a new place and there's a lot going on, it is hard. And Adames has talked about he's a slow starter. I mean, his at-bats have not been very good overall. They just haven't been. And he's got a long track record of being a lot better than this. So I am fully confident that once he feels a little more comfortable, we're going to see the real Willie Adames come out. Catcher is different. I mean, Patrick Bailey, I think, is – you can tell. I don't know that I've ever seen the body language for Patrick look this frustrated on the field, on both sides. But the defense is the priority at that spot. First base is the spot where you got to get more offense. And I'm assuming that Lamont Wade is going to be, he's been a little unlucky. You know, the numbers would bear that out. He probably should be hitting like 220 or 230 based on how hard he's hit the ball. Not great, but better than what it looks. But the Giants need a lot more offense from that spot. And it has to come from, Lamont's going to have to be the guy, especially with Casey on the injured list. So I think he's the one that, I wouldn't say worried or not worried, but I think he's the one where there's more urgency here to get that going. Because they do need, he's one of their few left-handed hitters, so they need more balance in their lineup, and they need production from that spot.
Talking with Dave Fleming, Giants broadcaster and Giants insider here on 95.7 The Game. And Dave, going back to Sunday, obviously tough loss there. Chance to win the series. You blow it in the ninth. Ryan Walker, not his best stuff. Then come back and you get Camilo Duvall. You get a save. Nothing to see here when it comes to Camilo, Ryan Walker, the closer. Is it Ryan Walker still? Or, you know, just one bad moment for Walker and you know what? He'll bounce back from it.
Yeah, I mean, it's his first blown save since being the Giants closer. So it would be a pretty unnecessarily high bar if, okay, you blew one, you're out. Like, that sounds pretty ridiculous to me. He's done an awesome job since the Giants gave him that gig last year. The one thing worth watching, and I haven't talked to, you know, Ryan says he feels fine, but he had the little back thing at the start of the year. And he pitched back-to-back night Saturday and then Sunday afternoon, and his stuff wasn't very good on Sunday. That would be the one thing that I would watch is, like, is there something going on that he's not fully disclosing that maybe is, you know, making those back-to-backs a little more difficult, the recovery, the bounce back a little more. That would be, you know, that could change roles a little bit if for some reason he wasn't fully physically healthy. I think he's fine. But just because it was only a couple weeks ago where, you know, you had a few days where you couldn't pitch because of that, that's the one thing that on Sunday I started to think, huh, I wonder if he's a little tight or not feeling totally himself. That would be a little concerning, but I don't hear that from him or Bob Melvin. So I'm assuming he's fine, but I think that's the one thing with Walker to watch going forward, is he going to need a little time to freshen up? Because otherwise I think, for now and for a good long while, that's his job.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with you for the time being. There's no doubt about it. And I'm looking at this team right now. Like, the defense in the outfield has actually been really good. I know Ramos didn't have a great play yesterday, but I think 9 times out of 10, he gets great jump on the ball. He's made a bunch of really like running in catches where he instinctually has a great first step. Right field, we know Yaz is a heck of an outfielder, and he's having a great start to the season. But Jung Woo Lee, I mean, the Phillies were trying to test him. I don't know why they were tagging up on that play in that series. And then his bat to ball, he's been awesome. He's been so much fun to watch. And I'm really happy for him. He feels like he flew under the radar heading into the year. And I'm seeing everything I thought I was going to get and then some last year. And I know it's only been a month, but boy, it really feels like he fits. The fans love him. And he's playing great ball on both ends.
Yeah, he is. He's playing great. It's been, really, really fun to watch because he's just a delightful guy. He's totally, totally bought into being the best version of himself. I mean, this is a super dedicated athlete who is he wants to be the best player he can be, period. Like, he's everything you want in terms of like the makeup and all that stuff. And he has. He's played at a really high level. It is going to be interesting. Like, I think you're already seeing here, the Brewers are attacking him a little differently than most teams have. And so it's going to be the talent level is there. But this is the cat and mouse of this sport at this level is he is now going to be approached differently. Pitchers are going to be more careful with him. It's going to be a whole new world for him. It took 3 weeks for him to establish himself as a star level player. And now it's going to be different for him. And it is going to be a challenge. He's up to it. And I think he will make those counter adjustments because he's really just really a talented baseball player. But I love the way that he loves how much the fans are into him. He loves playing in this city, in this ballpark. He gets along beautiful. I mean, it's so fun to watch him interact with his teammates. Everybody down there really likes him. There is a chance, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but there's a chance the Giants really found, almost like a franchise leading talent in this guy. And because he can do a lot of different things, because he can run the bases and play defense at a premium position and post, he's a durable guy. He wants to be out there. Now that'll be another, just a one aside. I mean, that'll be another thing. Bob Melvin is going to want to give him some days off here. And he's given him, I think, 2 so far. And I think he's going to want to regularly try to manage that just to, this is a different workload in MLB. And his season was cut short last year. And I think he's going to want to keep him fresh.
No, it's no doubt about that. And the fans are already gravitating towards Jung Woo Lee. That's for sure. Dave, a huge pitching matchup tonight. Freddie Peralta, Logan Webb. Cannot wait for that one. Two of the best in the National League. Freddie Peralta coming in with a 1.91 ERA. Logan having some bad luck as of late. Some Matt Cain games, if you will. 2.40 ERA, but he's doing his thing. He's a stud. He'll be there all season long. So can't wait for that. Real quick, though, before we let you go, NFL draft tomorrow. All right, you know your college basketball very well. You know your baseball, but you also know your college football pretty damn well too, Dave. Any slam dunks for Dave Fleming tomorrow? Can't miss guys, whether it's the Ashton Gentes, whether it's the Cam Wards, Armon Membus. Who's in Dave Fleming's can't miss prospects? Put your Mel Kiper Jr. hat on, Dave.
Definitely not. I mean, maybe Armon Membu is a can't miss, but he's not on my can't miss list. I'm not a Mel Kiper. Gentes going to be a good player. I still, if it were me, I'm not taking a running back unless Christian McCaffrey was a different thing. But in the NFL, that's not how I would build my team personally. Can't miss guys. I love the tight end at Penn State. I think he's an excellent player.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be really good. His teammate is going to be a really good pass rusher. No doubt about that. I think the most talented guy in the draft is Travis Hunter. Mm. And he's just a freaky, freaky athlete. So I think Travis Hunter is going to be a great player, no matter what he chooses to do. I think defensive back, he's got a chance to be an all pro. you know, a lot of good defensive linemen. It's kind of a, it's a weird draft of like, you know, the players who are probably the best players are not the most, you know, it's not at positions that are the flashiest. It's not a big wide receiver draft. It's not a quarterback draft. But you know, it's always a fun night. I mean, I'm assuming that 49ers are going to take a D lineman. And there are a lot of good ones. They're going to get a good player where they're picking. And they're, to me, they'll probably trade down and still get a really good defensive lineman, maybe five or six picks below where they're lined up to pick tomorrow. So I always enjoy watching it because I do. I root for the kids that I get to see, you know, over the course of their careers and the kids that maybe I get to know a little bit. And I like following those guys.
No, totally. Dave, did you call any Colorado Buffalo games last few years?
I did, yeah. Yeah,
Shador Sanders, he going to translate to the next level?
I'm not 100% sold on Shador. He likes to backpedal a lot in the NFL. That does not go over well. It's just hard to judge. He didn't get a lot of support, you know, in some ways at Colorado. He had a lot of skill support, not a lot of big guy support. He can spin it. I mean, and he's a tough kid, really tough kid. But I'm not sold on Shador as a franchise quarterback. I could be wrong.
I'm sold on Dave Fleming as our franchise quarterback here at 95.7 The Game. Dave, we appreciate it, man. Good stuff here, and we'll talk to you next week.
Go Dubs.
There you go.
Oh,
go
Dubs. Go.
There he is.
It's a must win for me, Dave.
He gone. Hey, well, he said he'd be shocked if the Rockets won this series.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.